Visualizing the Invisible. PhD Research. Principal Researcher, Kim Percy. Supervisors, Dr. Jill Orr and Dr. Julie Reed Henderson. Reference 2022-078. Who am I and what is this study about? My name is Kim Percy and I'm currently undertaking a PhD research at Federation University Australia, investigating the relationship between visual art and dyslexia. I am a contemporary visual artist primarily working in photography and digital media. I have exhibited in BOA Biennale of Australian Art, Ballarat International Photo Biennale, Head On Photo Festival, and had solo exhibitions in New York City and Australia. This research will culminate in an art exhibition of my digital photo-based work alongside a written exegesis of my processes and outcome. Initially, social media posts about the research will link to a short anonymous questionnaire. The questions are related to the artist's career path, their art practice, and their relationship to different dyslexic traits. By drawing from first-hand accounts of the participants' art experiences, I aim to include a range of diverse perspectives and complexities in my research. Why have I chosen this topic? Visualizing the Invisible aims to evolve the way dyslexia is understood both personally and socially, and its effect on creativity and creative art. Research suggests that people with dyslexia may have improved spatial awareness, pattern recognition, and critical thinking, traits that are often associated with art practice. If these claims are substantiated, my research will focus on questions such as, what is the nature of the relationship between visual art practice and dyslexia? How are the answers to this questionnaire be used? The research outcomes will be an art installation or exhibition and a written exegesis which will focus my processes, creative methods and outcomes. Your answers may inspire and inform a body of artworks. I may use video, sculptures and photos to interpret my ideas as shapes or digital forms. A pivotal question I'm asking is, how can I distill the creative process into a visual form connecting ideas that result in unique photographic and video art? What will taking part evolve? To participate, you do not need a dyslexic or neurodiversity assessment, but you may feel you have traits like challenges, reading or spelling, problems with maths or numbers, struggles with time management or organisation skills, difficulties with keeping tasks focused, strengths in visual or spatial awareness, excellent capacity in developing complex narratives from multiple perspectives, strong ability assembling disparate objects, concepts or forms, refined pattern recognition skills. Do you have to take part? Your choice to participate in the research questionnaire is appreciated. Participation is completely voluntary and you must be over 18 years. Participants are encouraged to make responses to questions selectively according to personal choice. What are the possible risks and benefits of taking part? There are no evident risks associated with your participation in this study, and all responses are strictly confidential and anonymous. As a result of your participation in this questionnaire, it is anticipated that insights will be revealed about dyslexia, the process involved in creative artistic work, and the relationship between them. It is also anticipated that the artistic work produced or create a forum for open conversation about these relationships. This may contribute to a fuller understanding of neurodiverse factors that determine how artworks are created and social and emotional benefits to the visual artists and the audiences who view it. If you experience any adverse effects, such as being triggered from past events, please contact your supports, including your doctor, therapist, or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Will taking part be confidential? This online questionnaire will adhere to the guidelines of strict confidentiality and anonymity. Your participation will be anonymous, meaning that I will not have access to your name and details. All research findings will adhere to Federation Universities Australia's ethics code and privacy policy. By completing the questionnaire, it will imply that you have consent to your answers being included in the research, and all anonymous data may be used to inform future research. How long will my information you provide be recorded, stored, and protected? All the collected data will be destroyed after use. The data will be analysed and the findings will be a stimulus for my creative work and conclusions formulated in my final paper. Who should you contact for further information? If you're interested in being included in this visual art research, please go to the questionnaire via the link on this page. If you have any questions or you would like further information regarding the project titled Visualizing the Invisible, please contact the principal researcher, Kim Percy, of the Institute of Education, Arts and Community. Email k.percy@federation.edu.au. Phone 0409 181 236. Should you, i.e. the participant, have any concern about the ethical conduct of this research project, please contact the Federation University Coordinator, Research Ethics, Research Services, Federation Australia, PO Box 663, Mount Helen, Victoria 3353, telephone 03 5327 9765, email research.ethics@federation.edu.au. Kairos provider number 0010 03D.